All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSBT in Sandpoint, also 97.1 FM KSBT in Sandpoint, and anytime, anywhere at NorthIdahoRadio.com. It is Thursday here in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly segment featuring the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. We'll find out what's going on over there for the month of December, and we'll also find out about a couple of rather large donations they've made to the community lately. Exalted ruler Bob Hike will be with us here in just a moment. I bet he is exhausted. And in our second segment today, we'll talk in more depth about some major events that are happening in our area, holiday events that are happening in our area this weekend. And in our final segment today, we welcome back in Julie Kern from the Rusty Trunk. The Rusty Trunk is a fairly new store on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. They feature antiques, art, gifts, and more. And it just may be the place for you to find that perfect present for people on your list. But first, next week, I'll be hosting two talk show segments here. On Wednesday, we'll have a special edition of North Idaho Wednesday, as well as the usual North Idaho Thursday. So be sure to tune in for that. And also, speaking of tuning in, you do not want to miss this Saturday. For the first time in 30 years, the Idaho Vandals football team is hosting a postseason game. 30 years since they've hosted a postseason game. That'll be at 7 o'clock kickoff. I believe it's 6 o'clock for the pregame show. 7 o'clock kickoff for the Vandals in the Kibbe Dome at home against Southern Illinois. And I mean, there's a lot of us for a long time never thought, well, we'll never sell out the Kibbe Dome again. And, well, here it is, selling out, playoffs. Boy, it's just great. And they are the favorite this week as well. So taking on Southern Illinois, we'll have that for you right here on KBFI and KSBT, 7 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Really looking forward to that. What else is going on? Well, there's a holiday cottage market at the Sandpoint Senior Center every Saturday now through December 16th. So you got a couple more Saturdays to get on over there and get to the Senior Center between 10 and 2 and enjoy food and fun, crafts, clothing, and so much more. And even if you've been on a previous Saturday, every Saturday is a little bit different vendors and such. So check it out at the Senior Center, 820 Main Street in Sandpoint, or give them a call at 263-6860. Let's see, today is a festival at Trees, Friends and Family Night at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, 4 o'clock for a free and festive kickoff to the holidays. View beautifully decorated trees, vote on your favorite gingerbread creation, get your picture taken with Santa, enjoy cookies and hot chocolate. That's at the fairgrounds this afternoon. Thursday night football. Honestly, there haven't been a lot of Thursday night games other than the Thanksgiving games last week that were really of a lot of interest to me, but this one definitely is. It is the Seahawks at the Cowboys. The Seahawks pretty much in a must-win situation every week from here on out, you know, the way the 49ers are playing. So Seahawks at the Cowboys. Cowboys having another really good year so far. I'll throw that in there. Place to watch it? You could watch it at The Hive, 207 North 1st Avenue. They have their big screens and killer sound system. They have it on to get the best game experience in town. Doors at 4:45, kickoff at 5:15. Bring your own food, and you must be 21 or older. Seahawks and Cowboys at The Hive this evening at Matchwood Brewing. If that's more your thing, is to have live music at Matchwood from 4:30 to 5:30 with Buster Brown, and you can try out a specialty shareable platter, only available during that time. Let's see. Also today, you can schedule your audition for the 20th anniversary of the Angels Over Sandpoint's Follies. You can check it out at the Follies Facebook page or call 290 7685 and leave a message. The auditions will actually be held in the first week of January, but you can make your schedule your audition now. And I suggest that you do that. The show will be March 1st and 2nd at the Panada Theater. Tickets will go on sale in February. And at Terra Bates State Farm Insurance Office tomorrow, 509 Fifth Avenue, Suite C, between 3 and 6 p.m., you get pictures of the kiddos with Santa. Also enjoy cookies and hot cocoa. That's at State Farm Insurance Office on Fifth Avenue tomorrow between 3 and 6. Also tomorrow, Bright Moments Jazz at the Winery from 5 until 8, Pondere Winery, 3rd and Cedar. Also tomorrow, the Pondere Arts Council is inaugurating its brand-new gallery and office space between 5:30 and 7:30 tomorrow, 313 North 2nd, directly across the street from Jalapenos. You know where that is. Everyone's invited to see paintings by featured artist Jenny Benoit, sample pictured, browse, and other goods, and a complimentary wine at Pondere Arts Council, grand opening of their new office on 2nd Avenue right across from Jalapenos. For more details, go to artinsandpoint.org. And we'll talk more about the Nutcracker coming up this weekend and some other great Christmas events and more. That'll be in our second segment. But in our first segment coming up here in just a moment, Bob Hike from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge is with us. Tell us what's going on there through the holiday season, and we'll get to that right after this.
The thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. Whether you take this as good or bad news, we are transitioning towards winter. This means a lot of local customers will be looking for the best price on a new set of winter tires. Taylor & Sons has taken action. Right now, we have one of the best selections of name brand tires our dealership has ever had. Taylor & Sons is the premier location to find the exact tires you're looking for at the best price. Taylor & Sons stocks and sells all major tire brands such as Hankook, Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, and BFG. Taylor & Sons offers a 30-day price match guarantee on most major brands of tires. If you find a better price within 30 days of purchase, Taylor & Sons will refund the difference. In addition to the price match guarantee, Taylor & Sons is offering up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select brands of tires now through November 30th. All of the work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. You can view all of our current service specials online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans, and without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you. We are joined about once a month from someone, one of the officers from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge 1376. And joining us once again this month is the exalted ruler, Bob Hike. And Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bob? Nice to be here.
Great. Thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. You guys have had a lot going on over at the Elks Lodge this fall and as we head into winter. And a great time at the Thanksgiving, annual Thanksgiving dinner, which was free for like, what, 270, 75 people?
That's right, Bob. It was a great one this year. After COVID, we kind of lost out, weren't able to have it for a couple years, and it took a while to get back on track, but it was great this year.
And you opened it up, it used to be just for seniors, or how did that
well work? For years it was identified as the seniors and the veterans dinner, and so we limited it to senior citizens, and we used to have truckloads and busloads of people coming in from the senior centers and the veterans, but this year, because we didn't have so many last year, we opened it up to anybody, and it was great. We had a lot of younger people and a lot of needy, a lot of worthy people coming in and getting fed. So you're right, 275 dinners this year.
That's great, and takes a lot of volunteers to pull off something like that. And you had no shortage of volunteers this year.
We did not. One of the things that I did last year, in part of my term as the ER, exalted ruler, was, and by the way, I am exhausted. I've been working really hard recently, was to put out little cards. Whenever we had guests or visitors or people dining, I would discreetly ask them to check off some things that they'd be interested in doing. And so we had lots of volunteers this year. It was great.
That's great. Of course, prepared by the folks from Craig and the crew at Tracks at the Elks. And the restaurant's open year-round now.
The restaurant is open year-round. The only problem is we don't have enough business during the week that we'd like to have. So they decided, because it was very slim on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, for a while, we're going to be closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for lunch and dinner. All the rest of the days, we will be open. And, of course, for the special events and things like that, we'll be available.
Yeah, before we get to December upcoming events, you were telling me the other day about some donations the Elks has made recently.
It was unbelievable, Bob. In November alone, Linda Tatlock, who is a past exalted ruler, not only 1 year, mm-hmm. but 2 years in a row because of COVID, she wasn't able to complete her years. She did a marvelous job as our exalted ruler, and she's the chairman of the grants program. And so what we've done is we delivered $11,500 in grants to people like first of all, it was the senior center, Food for Our Children, Freedom House, which is a halfway house for people mm-hmm. that are having problems. And some of it went to third grade dictionaries, which, by the way, we delivered 550 dictionaries to kids in the third grade this year. It's been a lot of work and a lot of fun.
And I know you were involved with the deliveries of that. Who helped you?
Mary Stevens is unbelievable. She has been around. I just saw her yesterday, gave her a big hug. She and I went and did five schools. The rest of the volunteers did the other eight schools in the area for third graders. But she is running around doing more work than any other elk. And she's not an elk. Her husband was. But she's a great volunteer. Fun to work with. 87 years old.
87 years old,
still
and her and Linda Hunt play golf just about every day during the golf
Absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely. It's amazing. They're very, very active.
Yeah, so I can't thank Mary Stevens enough. And you wouldn't know she was 87. She's just
you
a ball
not.
Of fire.
Absolutely.
And, of course, she puts on the charity cancer tournament every year, which is always very successful. And that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. She gathers up clothes for children and clothes for people who are, you know, like the Lions Club collection and things like that. She's always busy helping other people. God love her.
Oh, and that reminds me, Toys for Tots is going on right now at the Lions, Sandpoint Lions Club. So you can find out more about that on their Facebook page. I think they take the applications until no one gets turned away, but you need to fill out an application. And I believe it's December 20th that it's the cutoff, and then they start handing out toys and stuff.
They do a great job. We're proud to be a part of their organization that we combine. We don't actually do work together, But we do exactly the same thing in the community.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that $11,000-plus you guys donated, how did you raise all that money?
Well, there's several things. First of all, some comes from the golf course and some comes from the restaurant and catering business. But we do special things. Like one of the things, we're having a Tom and Jerry party, which is a get-together once a year for the members and their guests. And we go around to the community. And I'll tell you what, as this community is the most generous that I've ever been involved in. We ask the businesses in the community to give us gifts that we put in a silent auction. And just the top, I don't want to leave anybody out. I can't mention all 60 people that are donating gifts to sell. But we have a 42-inch color television, brand new in the box. We have lots of gift certificates from the different businesses. And that is a big contributor to our funds for most of the things that we do in the community.
Yeah, it's all great stuff. And looking ahead to the month of December, you have you have several things coming. Oh, before we get to that, I almost forgot the kids' hoop shoot.
That went very well.
Yeah,
that's another area where we get great volunteers. There are people keeping score, and there are people watching the kids and throwing the balls. You know what they call rebounding and throwing back to the kids that are and they're throwing. Shots. The whole program is based on foul shots, and some of the kids have gone to state, some have gone to regional, and the ones who go to the Grand Lodge for the final program, they actually win money.
Wow.
It's a great program for a lot of young people.
Where is the Grand Lodge?
In Chicago. And they don't honestly go there. They go, last year they went to Kentucky. It moves around the country depending on where the Grand Lodge wants to have the final program. So that helps the different communities too and the different lodges.
Wow, that's amazing. I had no idea that it went that far. So that took place on November the 18th. And there's a regional hoop shoot in Kellogg in January. And there'll be several Sandpoint area kids will be doing that.
There will be, and of course that goes from the state, and the state of Idaho has probably 18 people that will be going to that program. And like we said, it goes from regional to state, then the Grand Lodge.
Now you have the Elks Memorial Service coming up on December the 3rd at 1 o'clock. What's that all about?
It's open to the public, Bob, and it is a wonderful program. It's rituals, but it's very short, but it actually shows the respect and for the people who have passed away from our lodge in the last year. We have 6 members this year who have passed away, and we do a real nice memorial with some of you will know Betty Overland, who's been playing organ at different senior centers, etc., and she volunteers to come in and play the organ for our memorial service. But it's sweet. It really is. It's a nice program for the families of those who have lost a member, and we lose a member of the Elks. But it's a great program. Open to the public. Please come.
And coming up December 15th at 5 o'clock is your annual Tom and Jerry party. I've never attended that, but I've heard a lot about it. I've seen folks out in the community after the party, and they had a great time. There's also an ugly sweater contest.
Exactly.
Have you attended
exactly.
that?
Exactly. I mentioned it a little bit earlier in this particular broadcast because we wanted to talk about the gift giving, but that is it's beside the silent auction. We have games that we play. We're going to have I call it beanbag toss. Other people call it cornhole, and there's people that are going to play gambling games, little boxes where you throw a dollar in. All that goes to our most of it is a raffle where it's like 50-50. Mm-hmm. The players get to share the 50-50 with the with our lodge collection of funds. And so that's another place where the money comes from to help other people. But yeah, it's great fun. We have games and we have potluck, which is lots of variety of food that people bring. And so it's delicious as well as entertaining. And you get one drink for free. You get one Tom and Jerry for free for coming to the party.
What is a Tom and Jerry?
A Tom and Jerry is actually a sweet holiday drink that consists of mostly a marshmallow And then you pour in three different kinds of whiskey and pour hot water on top of that. And it's too sweet. You can only have one, but they're delightful.
And the rule of thumb as far as the potluck is to bring enough for the group you're bringing, whether it's a couple or a couple, and then for six more people.
Yeah, that's right. The rule of thumb is that you bring a big bunch of food for your group, whoever comes with you, and then you bring enough for six more people, and that will allow the other people to share a little bit of theirs, and they'll share what you bring. So that's the rule of thumb.
So for the Tom and Jerry party, do you need to make a reservation, or you just show up?
It would be best if you call and let us know that you're coming, because then we'll ask you, would you bring a special thing? Would you bring a meat, or would you bring chicken wings, or would you bring a dessert or a salad? So that will help. But people bring, don't even call. They don't even let us know they're coming, and it's great fun, great fun.
And I, as being the holiday season, a shout out to my good friend Mike DePries from the Elks Pro Shop, who, if you are in, there's still a lot of stuff in the pro shop. I mean, golf stuff. And if you're thinking about buying some golf balls or whatever for a Christmas gift, that he will come down and meet you. He does not have regular hours, but if you email him at DePries, DePrez, DePries.michael@yahoo, just arrange a time to come in and buy some golf stuff.
He will be thrilled that you brought that up, because I wouldn't have thought about it, but he will. He does have a full stock of golf equipment and supplies, and there are people who travel and would like to have golf supplies for when they head south. And by the way, there's a lot of people who play visual, what's it called? The
Virtual
golf, mm-hmm, in different areas. And so, yeah, there's an opportunity to get new equipment and other things, clothing even. So he would be thrilled to hear from you. So you can repeat that if you want.
And I see in your newsletter that my good buddy Jeff Hurst wrote a thing about, he's the lecturing night this year, the Hunt the Elk update. What is the Hunt the Elk?
Believe it or not, it's only a year old, and it was picked up from other lodges around the country. What they do is they have little envelopes full of cards, and you can't see what's in the card, but one of them has a picture of an elk in it, and you pin it to the wall, and you pick. And we have all different parties and all different meetings, lodge meetings and board of directors meetings and parties. At each one of these, you can buy tickets, raffle tickets for that night, and the one winner of that gets to pick to see if they get the elk instead of just a free drink or nothing. And so we just recently had a winner. It was $1,100 and change.
What?
Yeah, I know. And you can buy a bunch of tickets and for each opportunity. And so I'm going to tell you the truth. Down in Coeur d'Alene, they had 160 or 200 people in their last meeting. They have exactly the same thing, and they gave away, are you ready? $16,000 was the winning portion for their Hunt the Elk program. It's a big, big deal, and it's legitimate. It's certainly legal a way that we are.
I hope so, $16,000.
No, it's a 50-50 raffle. That's all it is. You know, you get to split half the money with the winner, and the rest goes to our community service operation. So it works out great.
I mentioned a few minutes ago tracks at the Elks being opened daily except for Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I failed to mention that they host Monday night and Thursday night football.
They do, and they bought a bunch of TVs. We actually look like a sports bar now. There's lots of TVs, and we have the software, what do you call it, the TV programs.
NFL package?
NFL package that they can watch what they want to watch. So, yes, we are open Mondays and Thursday night for football.
How is that going?
Good, good. It grows every time. Like our restaurant, we definitely want to have the restaurant grow and have more people come in. If we only had our members, we're not open to the public per se, but we're open to the members and guests, and we can invite people in, and they can be our guests as members of the lodge. But just recently, I sent out a memo to our members' birthday people. We have as many as 30, 35 birthdays each month, and those birthday people people are going to get a free meal with their free drink to celebrate their birthday.
Wait, what?
Yes, it's true. If they bring in three other people, in other words, a nice married couple says, hey, let they invite another couple to go out. If they have three other people that buy a meal, then the birthday person gets a free meal.
What if they're not a nice married couple?
If they're not a nice married couple, they have to find somebody to go with.
But I knew about the free drink thing, although I never think about it on my birthday, which is smack in the middle of August, so it's prime golf course time.
I do stop in during Lent.
I never heard of the free meal part.
It just happened.
Okay.
Basically, it was my idea, and I had to get permission from Craig, our chef, and he said, yeah, do it, because we need to have word of mouth. We need to have people come in and start spreading the word.
And if you're not an elk, don't worry about it. There's always enough elks hanging around that you can be their guest. So
you know some elks. Whether you know it or not, you do know elks. And so, yeah, come on in and have a meal and spread the word. It's a great restaurant.
And Thursday night football tonight could be a great one. It's the Seahawks, like I said earlier, in a pretty much a must-win situation, taking on the always tough in the early going Dallas Cowboys. So it'd be a great game.
You're not going to believe this. I spent 30 years in Maryland outside D.C., and I was a huge Redskins fan. So Dallas, sorry. I hate Dallas.
everybody hates Dallas. I can't stand them. So
yeah. Who called it America's team? I don't know.
Jerry Jones did, and that was anyway. So Thursday night football, Monday night football happening at the Elks. Speaking of football, I'll mention it a couple more times in this broadcast. The Idaho Vandals, 7 o'clock, right here on these radio stations, hosting their first playoff football game in over 30 years. Bob, I really appreciate you joining us once again this month and giving us this update on the Elks Club.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure to be here, and we'll have somebody else come in different months, but I always enjoy being with you. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll talk about a couple of more holiday kind of festivities that are happening this weekend, and then in our final segment coming up in about 8-10 minutes, Julie Kern from the Rusty Trunk is with us once again, and it just might be the place where you'll find your holiday shopping made easy and inventive and fun. We'll get to that right after this.
It's November at the Pondere Winery, and with harvest wrapped up, we raise a glass to another vintage of spectacular wines. Our wine of the month culminates from Syrah grapes grown in the Columbia and Yakima Valleys and Horse Heaven Hills. It's a perfect table garnishing for the holiday season. We have so many great musicians, an amazing artist in Russell Cash, and of course, a menu full of handmade creations to go with our wines made right here in Sandpoint. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open 12 to 8 Tuesday through Saturday. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 28 years.
At P1FCU, we're all about celebrating your wins, like finding a great parking spot.
Yes!
Or your team winning the championship.
Oh, yes! Woo!
Finding an extra $10 in the wash.
Whoa, lunch money.
Or winning the lottery.
I won!
Your wins add up, just like earning 3.50% APY in an Ascend checking account. So let's celebrate the wins together. Open your account at p1fcu.org/win. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. APY is annual percentage yield. 3.50% APY applies to the first 15,000. Balances over 15,000 earn 0.21% to 3.50% APY. Additional qualifications required to earn 3.50% APY. Contact a P1FCU representative for details. Insured by NCUA.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career, accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you like for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here. So they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know like you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe, they are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at northidahoradio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. A couple things to reiterate coming up this weekend. As you've heard right here on the station for the last several weeks, every Saturday through December 16th at the Sandpoint Senior Center, they are having a holiday cottage market. It's a little bit different every Saturday, so if you stop by, say, could be different vendors this week. It goes from 10 to 2, food, fun, crafts, clothing, and more at the Sandpoint Senior Center, 820 Main Street in Sandpoint, 2638-6860. Also tomorrow at State Farm on 5th Avenue, the Tara Bache office of State Farm, 509 5th, from 3 to 6, you get pictures with the kids with Santa. Enjoy cookies and hot cocoa as you wait there. So that's between 3 and 6 tomorrow. This evening, in case you hadn't heard about this one, to get on out of the house and over to the Bonner County Fairgrounds, 4 o'clock this evening, and you and your family can enjoy a free and festive kickoff to the holidays. It's put on by the Festival of Trees. It's called the Festival of Trees Friends and Family Night tonight. I have an intern doing some job shadowing here today, and I know he's very excited about meeting Santa tonight. View beautifully decorated trees. Vote on your favorite gingerbread creation. Get your picture with Santa. Did you hear that? Your picture with Santa. And enjoy cookies and hot chocolate. And then if you can get tickets, join a Gilded Winter Wonderland Gala on Saturday, December the 2nd. The Festival of Trees happening at 5:30. And you can get more information at their website. And that's the Festival of Trees. It's kind of kicks off tonight, so go check that out. Also this weekend, if you're getting in the holiday spirit, not only are we going to finally have some snow, but we also have the annual Nutcracker at the Panada Theater. You can join Sierra and the Nutcracker as they head into battle against the evil Mouse King. Twirl and swirl in a winter wonderland and journey through the land of sweets. Enjoy this holiday classic tradition put on by the students of Allegro Dance Studio, and it is Friday, tomorrow, through Sunday, the 3rd, with the times as follows. Friday is at 7 o'clock, Panada Theater. Saturday, two shows Saturday. There's a matinee at 2 and again at 7. And Sunday, again, another matinee at 2. Performances will be at the Panada Theater in downtown Sandpoint. There is also a black tie gala with limited tickets and premier seating available for the Saturday evening performance. So this gala goes on before the 7 o'clock show. Gala guests will enjoy a commemorative gift, complimentary savory hors d'oeuvres, decadent desserts and drinks, live music, and a photo booth with the Nutcracker and Sugar Plum Fairy. Did you hear that, job shadower? You can get all kinds of pictures taken of you this weekend. Gala is hosted by Trinity Cafe at the newly trendy 113 Main Street Bar and Restaurant, and check that out at Allegro Dance Studios website for ticket information. You can also get tickets for any of the shows at the Panada at panada.org. That's panada.org. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we will welcome back in Julie Kern from the Rusty Trunk Vintage Antiques, Art, Gifts, and more. And looking forward to this. We'll get to that right after this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 scratch tickets.
Wait, that's not how the song goes.
I know, but this year I got scratch tickets from the Idaho Lottery. With so many different designs and prizes, up to $200,000, what else could I need?
200 grand?
Here, take some. I have plenty to share.
Great! So what do we do with this partridge in a pear tree?
Tis the season. Joy worth sharing with Idaho Lottery Holiday Scratch Tickets. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
I have lots of fragrance lovers on my list, and Ulta Beauty has all I need to add joy to their holiday season. Shop your favorite fragrances from YSL, Carolina Herrera, Valentino, and Ariana Grande's new exclusive Cloud Pink scent. Plus, with a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get a plush robe or throw valued at $70 while supplies last. Shop the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday season, especially you. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split-second moment in time, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. And that's why when others look away, Susan G. Komen leans in. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. Fighting breast cancer takes funding for research to discover the next new treatment, providing access to quality and affordable healthcare, and people willing to take action by raising funds and raising their voice to advocate for others. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday. Well, our final segment for this week, I should say. And from the Rusty Trunk, Julie Kern is with us once again. Julie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful. It's great having you here, especially entering the holiday season. And there must be a lot going on over at the Rusty Trunk.
There is. There is a lot. If anybody's driven by, we have fresh cut Christmas trees that were literally cut November 15th. So normally they get cut like months in advance. Well, these weren't. They're fresh cut. They're beautiful. They're all different prices. Some of them are like $10 a foot, but we have some a little less than that. And we'd love you to come by and grab one. We've sold, you know, a few of them, but there's still a lot to be had.
Good point about being fresh. I know there's like some box stores that sell Christmas trees, and over the years I've purchased from before. I brought them home and they were dried out in just a matter of days. But these just cut 2 weeks ago. You can't beat that.
You can't beat that. And it's local. And Jan, who came out from Clark Fork area, she used to have them with her there, but she brought her contact with us, and I love it. It's awesome.
That sounds great. So you get your Christmas tree there. You are located on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay, across from the animal shelter.
Yeah. We've been very, very busy there. That's a great corner. Lots of traffic coming by.
So what is it that you guys do there? I talked about the senior center's Saturday thing being different every week.
Yeah.
Your store is constantly different, isn't
it? We're constantly changing. Everything comes in. We're vintage, antiques, collectibles. But we have art from local artisans. We have gifts. We have things. We even have plants. I mean, there are some... jewelry that is, I want to say homemade, but it's not. We have artists who make this jewelry. It's really neat stuff, really neat stuff. And it's constantly changing. Our vendors bring in new stuff. People buy that. It's not stuff that you can get again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like if you better get it when you see it, you know. It's kind of like that Costco mentality I think about. You go to Costco and you better buy it then. No, but and we're going into what I think a really cool season. We have a promotion going on. It's called the 12 Days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. Starts tomorrow. And each day there's a different item for sale, such as tomorrow is Partridge in a Pear Tree, December 1st. All wood and furniture, $1 off for every $10 you spend. So there's lots of things in there. In fact, there is a really beautiful three-seat theater seating, vintage theater seating section.
Oh, wow.
That people are always saying, oh, I wish I had something really cool for my front entryway or for my hallway or in my laundry room. Well, we have it. It's really a neat piece.
Or for watching movies at home in your living room.
Or for watching movies at home in your home theater. Yeah. It's really a cool piece.
I know just the person who needs that. I'm going to go check it out
this
afternoon.
Better check it out. Yeah.
So, I'll check it out tomorrow on the 1st. So, wood and furniture is a special of the Partridge of Pear Tree December 1st. And on the 2nd?
On the 2nd, it's two turtle doves. Two sets of two or more. Buy one, get the 15% off the second.
Okay. So you don't actually get the turtle doves.
No turtle doves.
But
no,
of course, three French hens on the 3rd day, which would be December 4th.
10% off all porcelain glass. 4 calling birds on the 5th is music, electronics, and books. And you get to flip a coin for your percentage off. 5 gold rings, which is a 6th, is 10% off and a chance to win a $5 gift certificate. And 6 geese laying on the 7th, all kitchen items, 10% off any purchase of $5 or more. 7 swans of swimming, 10% off kids and toys items.
Oh, items. I thought 10% off kids.
Oh, gosh. Like... Yeah. No, I don't want to buy another one. 8 maids of milking on December 9th, tools and gadgets, 10% off any item and a chance to win a fresh wreath. Jan makes these beautiful wreaths. She's made them for Park City, Utah for years and years and years, and they are professional. They are beautiful, very, very, very affordable. Then on the 11th, we have 9 ladies dancing, ladies wear and accessories, and we have a ton of vintage clothing in there, purses and sweaters. And when you think vintage, not all 1940s. This is stuff from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Really heavy.
Like 80s and 90s.
I know.
Is now
some of us don't want to relive that. But the younger generation loved this. It's really interesting to see the kind of people that come in and purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, gosh, I wore those bell bottoms in the 70s. But those guys, these young kids love this stuff. It's a really great shop.
Where else can you get it?
Well, you can't get anywhere else. That's right. So then the 12th rounds out with menswear and accessories, and we have all kinds. And I always forget the name of that coat, but in my booth, one of my booths, I have one of those slicker coats that the cowboys wear in Australia. And I always forget the name of it. This is a specific name, and of course my brain is going to go floop. But then on the 13th, we are going to the 14th on this. The 13th is 25% off all ornaments that are over $5. And then 12 drummers drumming is store-wide sale, 10% off or more. And then there's vendors markdown. That means some of the vendors are going to have things 50% off.
Oh, wow. So that's all happening at the Rusty Trunk on the Kootenai Cutoff Road. And we were talking during the break about snowshoes and sleds. Do you guys have that stuff?
There's probably about 4 vendors that have vintage snowshoes in their booths. Please come, look around, find the snowshoes. Everybody wants those for decorating their hearths or their fireplaces, whatever, or their doorways for Christmas. We have those. We have old vintage sleds. We have old skis.
I have our old family sled in my living room on the wall. Yeah. I thought it looked cool.
It looks cool. We live where you can actually put that up year round.
Yeah.
You know, but especially at the holidays, we have really cool vintage skis. And if you don't think you see them, ask somebody at the front desk. We know where they are.
Okay.
Because sometimes the booths are so packed full that you don't, you can't see the forest through the trees.
Speaking of trees, you guys are doing a tree for the aforementioned festival of trees?
Yes, we did. We actually put it together yesterday, and it's everything vintage. There's a sled underneath that tree. There's a quilt. There's some old suitcase with a quilt in it. There's quite a few things. But all the ornaments were vintage, and it just looks cool. And this year's a little bit different. You get to pick where you want some of the money going to, and we picked the senior center.
So the people donating the trees get to choose the nonprofit?
Yes, the nonprofit. Okay. Yes, and my heart is very attached to the senior center and that situation down there. And I thought, how apropos, vintage tree, vintage senior center. I thought it worked really well. So there you go. This is my sense of humor.
And so all the money, and of course, happens at the Festival of Trees coming up in just a little bit. So I'm a little confused about this thing this afternoon. Are the trees at the fairground?
The trees are at the fairground. And
so that's what you can come out this afternoon. You can go out
this afternoon
and check it out.
Yeah, I think this is family night.
Yeah.
Tonight, and family night's
Santa
always fun.
Will be there
Santa's there, and you can vote. I'm sure that you can still vote on your favorite tree.
Okay,
and there's some gorgeous trees out there, and you can vote on your favorite tree. You can go look at all the trees. It's a great way to spend an evening with your family, and there's no charge.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's a charge to that, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So it is awesome. You had also mentioned Christmas carolers coming to your rusty trunk.
So my heart goes for all nonprofits. We love supporting the nonprofits.
That's what this show is all
this
about.
This is all about. I'm a big supporter of nonprofits. But I called down to the Music Conservatory, and I thought, remember the day we used to go hunt your tree in the forest, or you'd go and there'd be carolers. I lived in an area where people would go around caroling to neighbors' houses, and I thought, how cool to have carolers, Christmas trees. You know, we have those night lights out, those, you know, bulbed, you know, patio lights out. It just has this ambiance of something of old, and I thought, how fun. So they're coming from Saturday afternoon to come and carol while you shop.
Uh-huh.
Last week they were there and they were all in vintage garb. It was so neat. So if you have never been heard carolers or have little kids, this is like magical. It's so magical.
And it's just this Saturday?
It's just this Saturday, Saturday afternoon. Come and listen to the carolers. Do your Christmas shopping. You won't believe what's in there. There's stocking stuffers. There's so much stuff. It's not just don't think used. Mm-hmm. Think, wow, my wife would love that Pyrex dish set. You know, there's stuff in there that people would like, oh, I had one of these when I was a kid. I've got to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all great stuff. Julie Kern from The Rusty Trunk. How do people get in touch with you, and what are your hours from
our
now through
hours?
Christmas?
Our hours are actually 9 to 5:30. There is some advertising that we're open till 6. And I don't know how that happened, but we have been staying open till 6 because of that. But our phone number is 208-265-2472. We're 875 Kootenai Cutoff Road. And just come and check us out. It's an experience.
All right. I love it. I love your enthusiasm and all you're doing for the community and the Festival of Trees and the Senior Center. And that's all very near and dear to my heart as well. So congratulations. That's
Thank
great.
You. Thank you.
It's all good stuff. You mentioned carolers. In case you missed that Saturday, John Burnell and his Sandpoint High School choir will be singing Christmas carols at the general membership luncheon for the Chamber of Commerce next Thursday. A week from Thursday. And Kate McAllister, our president and CEO, it'll be her final general membership luncheon. So kind of a send-off for
Last
her.
Last hurrah.
And and she's been great for 13 years. And John Burnell and his choir kids will be there, so get signed up for that. As soon as you can, go to sandpointchamber.com for more information. And don't forget, Vandals football this Sunday, first playoff game at home in 30 years, 7 o'clock right here on KSBT and KBFI. I'll be back in here next Wednesday. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.